my position. No risk, no gain. No risk. This Varnasrama Dharma, after married life, one may be said in the Naitik Vichar, Naitik, in the, from the standpoint of the moral judgment, may be there. But from that position, he must wait to get the try to get the service of Krishna. He must risk. Sadharma, sadharma, by attending his own duty from his own position, that is a stereotype thing, he will get a better position, and again he will go up to Brahmaloka, and then he is to come down in that chakra, that visa circle. He must try his best to come out of that visa circle. So, no risk, no gain for Sadhu Sangha. But exclusively he has engaged himself, but he could not maintain his pardon for the time being. Some sort of bad name came to him, society rejected him, and he had to undergo some painful situation and the position. But whatever he has done, that nevhavi kramanasasti artavayu navidyate, that thing is accumulated there. And he will get the chance again there. By observing the moral rules, we can hope to get happiness, a happy position in the course of going up and down. It may be a favorable position or a little happy position. But then the next stroke, kava bhadmasya kubhattva aptu abhajatangvati, that is nothing we can get by maintaining our that position. We must take risk. And then, just as a child, when he begins to walk, he must take the risk. But sometimes he will fall down. But if he does not take the risk of walking for fear of falling down, then no time he will be able to learn walking, he will be only flat. So take some risk. And if you fall down and get some pain in the limb, it cannot be avoided. So, tattva sadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajan napakkutha patitvatu yadi yatra kava bhadrama bhudam shukin kubhattvatu abhadrataham sadharmata. Then, tushyaiva hetu prajatetu kovidu, the next slok, nolodbhate jat bhramatam upajyadha, upari and adha, bhraman. तस्य हेतु प्रजति को विदु अनुरोधति यत भमतां उपजत क्रूस ऑफ टाइम्स फ्रॉम इनफाइनाइट टाइम इमोरियल आई एम ऑन द मूविंग गोइंग अप एंड डाउन सो दैट इज स्टीरियोटाइप थिंग व्हाट इज टू मेंटेन पोजीशन इन दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ विजर सर्कल व्हाट इज द बेनिफिट देयर सो वी मस्ट टेक अ लीप वी ट्राई टू कम आउट ऑफ दैट सर्कल circular movement. Eto prajadita kovito nolabhati jat bhamatam upajyat. Tablabhati dukkha vatan natasukam. For only temporary happiness, that comes automatically. We do not want any pain or misery, but still it comes. So, happiness also, pleasure also will come automatic as the pain and misery comes. In course of time, It is so set that we do not want pain, still pain comes, so we may not want happiness, still happiness will come and go. It is arranged in such a way. And the light, the law of light is wandering in such a way. Up and down, and pleasure and pain, they are moving in that. So, for pleasure or happiness, they for mundane, we must not care for that. We must take risk, we must take leave. And if something in the consideration of the worldly good or bad, I am abused, does not matter. So what is necessary to take the lead at the nirguna, from saguna movement, we must come out to the nirguna world, association, to take the advantage of the sadhu sangha. So our Guru Maharaj managed the center, established center for sadhu sangha, shastra prasanga, what is necessary for a life of a devotee to take him towards the highest goal. He has make arrangement and call everyone, join here. Try. But if like a child, you have to fall for few times, maybe, then does not matter. Don't be afraid of like a child walking, learning to walk, one or two falls, occurs. Don't be afraid of that. Whatever you acquire for the child, that is a very high, valuable thing. That cannot be had here and there. So, for name and fame, good name, and for life, peaceful life, don't lose the chance. That was revolutionary. When people cannot earn freedom of the country in a constitutional method, they take the revolutionary path. They are prepared to incur a loss, a risk. Still they want to go towards the goal, freedom. It is our Guru Maharaj created such. So many centers give chance for rare things, the sadhu sangha. Without sadhu sangha, sadhu seva, one cannot go there. So he created so many places. And sadhu sangha, Vaishnava anugatya seva, what is indispensable to mass to us there, and get the call to the general public. Come, whatever little you can acquire there, and that is uncomparable with any acquisition of this mundane world. For sadhu sangha and for this sort of advantage of so much facility, we must take a risk. And how many days, what period of time we can utilize that is of infinite value. It will fetch something, some coin, of the infinite character. And this mundane, flickering, is to be king, this is nothing. For this purpose, the justification of the renunciation is the sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam saranam vaya. In whatever position, sthānisthita, in whatever position you are, come towards me, I shall protect you. In some way or other. Avijini sudurācāru bhajati māma nanyabhār sādhuri vasavantabhasamma bhavati. One comes exclusively to my feet. I look after him. At the time being, on the eyes of the ordinary person, he may be hold a lower position, but that does not matter. I am there. I take care of them, and I assure them that they must come to me after some disturbance on the way. So, no risk, no gain. I am getting sadhu sangha. I am getting whole time cultivation about the Lord, knowledge of scripture. Then I must run. Otherwise, what is the mere renunciation? What has got the value? The, after renouncing, Vimukta manino, tajjastva avasiddhoi, arujya kishrena param, tatapatam tadhu anadita dangha. So moral purity has got no eternal stability. Stability. So we must take risk for this. You are not bondhu kali then, na?
No.
Those sadharma, Biguna paradharma, sadharma nidham seo paradharma bhayavaho. Cowed down by this sort of advice. Sarvadharmaan parityajyamani kam sarnam bhaja. This is just the opposite advice, and that is also comes from the Lord, and that is in the conclusion of Gita. Come on, I shall say. This sound will enter whose ear and touch the heart, they will come out with risk. They will be able to take the risk. Neha bhikramana shasti pattavayu navidya. Sarpama pasya dharmasya tayati mahatu bhaya. Khanamina sajjana sangati sadhu sangha sadhu sangha. To give benefit of the association of the holy persons, which is very, very rare to be found here by the strength of that Prabhupada invited all to come and join, to get the most rarely found gem, Sivadi, Satsanga Sivadi, that the associate, direct association and the service of the sadhu. Without that, no possibility of going that side. So I am making arrangement of that sadhu sangha, which is the very key to the door. So give up everything and take this chance. Doesn't matter. If for some time you are still there, then again you will come. And in this way only progress is possible towards that realm. So the whose heart will be brave enough to take this opportunity, they will come with caring without anything. They will give us one. That is a waste of time, they will think. That will be a waste of time. The energy will be wasted for maintaining the children and the wife and so many practices with the relatives, all these things. I have come wholesale to give wholesale to Krishna only under the guidance of devotee. If Krishna is necessary, then why should we lose such a great chance, great opportunity? So direct approach towards Krishna. Die to live. Learn to die if you want to live a real life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We don't care. In future, well, I cannot maintain my position in future, but thus I shall lose the present, so valuable present. I shall lose in apprehension of my future, uncertain future. Then I shall engage in wasting for maintaining this and that, for the society, for the wife, for the children, for so many things. Why should I go to lose my energy? I shall try my best. The Lord is there, the fathers are there. They will look up. I must have confidence in them. The Guru Maharaj, he made so many centers, and what is very rarely to be found, that and necessary, what is indispensable, necessary, sadhu sangha. He made arrangement for that. Whatever he will do, the whole thing will be utilized in the service of Krishna under the guidance of a bona fide sadhu. Whatever, the whole thing would be converted. You get the value of everything. And because under his guidance, you will be a gatekeeper, only a gatekeeper, then also you will fetch some money of Goloka, you will earn. Whatever you will do, you will serve the cows, you will do some vegetable, that sort of energy, that will go to satisfy Krishna. You hold such a policy and such place, giving chance. And every part of your energy may be utilized and utilized for the purpose of Krishna. Such a great advantage of going there, you will lose. So, this is a revolution. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. Ahamtang sarva papibho, pap may come, the sin may come by chance, but I am there. You have some practical faith in me. I am not a dead thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Those that are risking for me, and I will be called for them. Towards them. Don't think my nature to be of that type. The little gratitude that you find in the human society or even in the animal society, the feeling of gratitude, thankfulness, that is also one thing in me. Nahin kallānu kacchit durgatiṁ tāta gacchati.
Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that in the sixth canto, the story of Jamil, when he was delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Prabhupada mentions that that Krishna, he's seeing or hearing that this man is calling on my name, so how can I neglect him?
Shastaskande madde, Shastakotara madde, Jamil e jivane, Jamil.
Ajamil.
Ajamil. Jagan Ajamil Bhagavan ke dake chilen, Ajamil manisheshimai papi hoileo Bhagavan uni ke raka kore chilen. To amra manishe babi, amra papi hoichi, amra Bhagavan ke dake chilen.
That is not a very serious case and not very apt at Namavas. By his previous, in his previous life, he had some remote connection with Narayana. Then after that, of course, he had a fall in that ordinary spiritual life of Padmasam. And also, in his last time, he got some help from that. That is, this is more intensive and more useful, more direct relationship with Krishna. That is a very remote connection that Ajamil had, ordinary thing. Got Namavas and at his liberation. Then after that he went to Hasdar and began sadhana in a positive direction. And then he attained Vaikuntha at sadhana. Namavas affected only the liberation in him. But that is not desirable in our camp. We want to avoid both Namavarad and Namabhas also. and coming in connection with the positive devotion with the help of the devotees of that world. This is handling, interfering the negative aspect so that we can get out of it. But here our Prabhupada, Vaswami Maharaj, they are trying to give something of the positive and calling for that, to accept that by sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is the most valuable thing, that association with the sadhu. Sadhu sangha, sadhva shastri kaya. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sadhva siddhi hai. Samsari smin khanad dhupi satsangha sivadhi niram. In so many places, the importance is, stress is given in sadhu sangha, the association. We are wandering, uncared for, from eternal time, and to get the slightest connection with the positive, that is of the greatest value in our life, are engaged in negative movement. The any positive connection is most valuable thing. Even it may be a speck, it will aggrandize itself, accumulate. It will develop itself gradually and will take me forcibly. That source, the association with the sadhu. And through sadhu I shall come in association with the scripture. And then I will go towards the positive land. The most important thing in one's life is to get association of the Vaishnava, the agent, to come in contact with the real agent. To find out a real agent. And then, through him we have to negotiate about our higher life, spiritual life.
So we have come here to find the real agent. So we are coming here to find the real agent.
We have come to Swami Maharaj. He has given you the first start, first connection, touch. And then it is possible for you to come here first acquaintance, first news, and in a very big magnitude, great magnitude. He has spread throughout the length and breadth of the world. But we were small, but of the highest type, the highest type of the idea that gave Vyasadeva in his last day, in his last advice, and for which Mahaprabhu came here. That thing he has spread. Length and wide of the whole globe, and also in a powerful way, not in garb of a dazzling and desirable thing of the worldly sense, but in pure type, in a naked way. Not dressed by any worldly garment. He has delivered it. Hare Krishna, Hare is a wonderful thing that Krishna has done through him. He is the owner, he is the proprietor, he is the absolute giver. Prithivityasa yata nagarajigam sadvatra prajar haive mahatma. my soul favorite name, that will be given to all, every nook and corner of this world one day. One day, it is His will. King's will, King's desire, sweet will. He wants to give Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj.
Love and beauty.
Swami Maharaj gave us a token austerity for Chaturmasya. For Chaturmasya, yogurt fast, spinach fast, milk fast, the 4 months, token fast.
Oh.
So I'm noticing this month.
That is a less important thing.
That's my question. It's not
the real important. Importance should be given, that is the self-giving. These are so many methods to promote that self-giving. Atmahuti, Atmanivedam. That is the real thing, the real capital. And all these, they are devised only to help Atmanivedam. Satmarpanam nigamasya saram, Prahlad Maharaj says in his advice. So many advices are given in so many places by so many scriptures. But the very gist of them is sadmarpanam, give yourself. Only to effect that, all this device has been, all these advices has been devised in different ways, suiting to different environments. But the very substance of everything, sadmarpanam, just as in the fire, the ghee, what is this? Butter?
Ghee.
That is poured into the fire, so put yourself in the fire. Krishna, Krishna. And grudgingly give yourself in the hands of the sadhu and the Mahaprabhu Gauranga. Only doing some penances, this and that, this is all less important thing. The meaning is, you must bring out your capital, the whole capital, yourself. Not satisfied by any contribution, part contribution of you, this or that. The whole shell I want. It's transaction of such thing. Give and take. Prem, love, that is not satisfied with penances or this thing, that thing. Heart, I want to have a heart wholesale, the transaction of the heart, wholesale transaction. Not only like a miser to spare 1 paisa, 2 paisa, 10 paisa, not question of that. The wholesale business. You give the heart, you will get the heart. In Vinimayaki, in?
Exchange.
Exchange.
Remuneration, exchange.
Return.
Exchange, yes. If you give your heart, you will get the heart in exchange. The transaction, such way. Gaudhari Gaur, Gaudhari Gaur, Gaudhari Gaur, Gaudhari Gaur. Mahaprabhu says, in Sanatana Goswami's case, if body is necessary, in a second I am ready to give my body crores of times. Even body is also nothing. Sanatana Dehottage Krishna Jadi Paiye, Ekhane Koti Deho Charite Paiye. I am ready to sacrifice my body crore times in a second. But that is futile. This body is nothing. Flesh, lump of flesh. Only bhajan, satmarpanam. That is what is necessary to get Krishna, the grace of Krishna. Not this body even, what to speak of, other things. the penances, money, little pain in the body, the bodily pain, also mental pain. There is nothing. The whole self, as you are, it is his. Already he is, it is his, and it has been snatched from him for your infinite trouble. But fully, you have snatched it from him. So with repentance, you have to give back his own thing to him, with much penance and much repentance. And what is that? Anudapa, repentance. What have I done? I am yours. I could not find that. And I have gone to acquire some benefit in a foreign land. I belong to you. Your slave. That is my position. And I revolted. I am punished for my revolt. Sufficient to pay. Now I come back. Forgive me for my treachery, for my folly, and accept me, Prabhu. In this way. Advaigan. Unlimited ecstasy. And you are all are beggars of ecstasy of that quality. And they must come to ecstasy personified with that. That I went to wander in the foreign land for higher ecstasy, but I have been punished proper punishment. Okay?
Artha Kama Dharma Moksha. Artha Kama.
Artha Kama.
Dharma Moksha.
Artha Kama. Dharma.
Dharma
Artha Kama Moksha.
So I read somewhere these are legitimate desires, and that our Swami Maharaj's father saw fit to see him become grihastha. So he made some arrangement for Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, our Swami Maharaj. But it, on the strength, according to this writer, he said, according to Hindu psychology, one becomes sick of body and mind if one does not attempt to fulfill these legitimate desires in some way. Is that correct? Is that false?
Ki vajan. Swami Maharaj pita tini grihastha chilen.
Oni Swami Maharaj ke grihastha dharma grahan korte bolechilen. To tarpore oni bolechilen je ami ekta boy theke আমি একটা জিনিস পড়েছিলাম যে যদি সাধারণ ব্যক্তি ধর্ম অর্থ কাম মোক্ষ না পূর্ণ করেন তার জীবনে তার মানসিক রোগ হবে কিনা।
মানসিক রোগ
অর্থাৎ ধর্ম অর্থ কাম মোক্ষ যদি সে চর্চ ইচ্ছে পূর্ণ না হয় মানুষের মান সেটা ঠিক থাকতে পারে। কিরকম প্রশ্ন?
হ্যাঁ, প্রশ্ন আছে। দিস ইজ দি জেনারেল ওয়ে দ্যাট হ্যাজ বিন রিকমেন্ডেড ইন দি ক্রিচার্স। লোকে ববায়া মিশমধ্য সেবা নিত্যাস্ত জন্তুর নহি তত্ত্ব যোজনা ববস্থিতি স্তেষু বিবাহযোগ্য সুরাগ্রহী আসনে অধিকার প্রশ্ন Parakhvada vidoyam bhalanam anusasanam. Ved and Mahajan has generally accepted the path that according to the one's capacity, he will be given the way of truth. According to his capacity, he will be asked to contribute his duty. That policy has been adopted in the Vedas and by the rishis. That according to his, considering his present position, you will ask him to do a portion of duty. Otherwise, he will not be able to do anything. His progress will be marked. So, loke babaya mishamidya seva. Generally, the Ved has come make rules for different stages. As I said, to the lowest part, you cannot but take fish, meat, etc. So don't take all fishes, all kinds of fishes, all kinds of meat, but confine yourself only to certain. Gradually, taking him into restriction in a gradual process. Then, and also, you cannot but keep yourself alone without the help of a woman. Otherwise, you will create some disturbance in the society. So keep one in a particular process, and you satisfy your carnal desire, and within particular rulings and restrictions, and gradually you will come up. If not allowed, then a disturbance in the society, it will create a havoc. So he is providing that you may take a woman. And then bhavaya, amisho, muddha seva, and the mod, wine. Wine also, you cannot but take wine. It's intoxication. You cannot think your life without intoxication. So only in some yoga, in particular process, you take wine. And also meat in such a way. You give it, you sacrifice it to a particular god or goddess, and distribute it amongst the so many society with particular mantram, and then it will not be much harmful to you, except this process. In the case of taking a wife, and in case of taking the meat, do in particular way, then it will be less injurious to you. How? Just as in the case of a meat eating, they say that you are sacrificed to a particular god, and with particular mantra, the rishi is there, you and distribute to the society, and in this process, accepting this process of mantra, rishi, etc., if you do, then your merit will be distributed, the merits of all that are taking the meat, their merit will be given to that animal. His body you are taking, and your merit will be given to be transferred to him, and he will get a lift. So, the killing question will not be very big. Do you follow?
Yes.
So, in this process, if you cannot but live without meat, come through this process, then it will be less damaged, your cause. So also, keep a woman and supplying her and putting lodging, etc., and also all this for the purpose of creating a child, and there are certain restrictions you go on, and then it will be less injurious to your cause. Mm. Also, in wine also, offer it to the deity. The deity will also have to be concerned in connection, and the marriage will be whatever bad effect that will be distributed amongst men, so it will be less injured. So this process has been utilized in the ordinary course. But there is a special case. In the case of Nirgun Bhakti, even Satkul Vipranahe Bhajane Yogya, Nich Jati Nahe Krishna Bhajane Yogya, Satkul Vipranahe Bhajane Yogya, Jai Bhaje Sei Pai Abhakta Hinsa. But this is another. Only through sadhu sangha the nirgun may be distributed. It is a special life. That is varnasram, you can come up to mukti, bhagmartha kam moksha, vimukta madhi manina. And again you may have to go back. In this happy course, in sattagun, if you cannot catch any the company of a real sadhu, nirgun or krishna bhakta, then you have to go back. You may come in a sattva-gun, in ordinary sense, in a good life, but goodness of the mundane world is not to be compared with nirguna. A goodness in the negative side, sattva-raja-tama, it is a good position in the lowest matter, relative good. But absolute good is separate thing, and that is recruited only through the sadhu, not by this sort of dharmartha kammoksha. Only with the company of a sadhu, from a lowest position, one may go. The dharmabad, coming in contact with Narada, he achieved the end. I have so many brahmins of the hashtag, they could not do anything. So this is good and bad in the relative, in the negative side. Good and bad. This sort of next moment it will come in the bad position. No guarantee of any good. And that is that good also, that good also in Gunamaya within the miscalculation area, misconception, Maya. There is Dvaita Bhadra Bhadragan Sab Mono Dharma. Only they feel like that. This is not real good. But Nirgun is real good. And to get its connection and to be improved, get development, that way is another. A worst man of this code may have connection with that nirguna. A bad can be any qualification for the wholesale truthful area. Do you follow?
Yes.
Then what was your question? Dharmartha kam moksha? Without that?
So that's saguna.
This is all saguna. And the mukta, that is liberation from the relativity of this misconception, that is also in the relativity there. Until and unless it has any positive connection with the positive world. Mere liberation. Mere liberation does not mean to attainment. Prabhupada says mukti, the definition of mukti is mere not liberation from the negative side, but fullest participation in the positive service. In the ordinary scripture, that is to get out of the negative side only. Vimukta manna tajyastha bhava adavishyasuddha. After mukti, then we have to enter into the positive life. Muktana will be all the mukta, they may not have any connection with Narayana Loka. Muktana will be Siddhana Narayana Pasurulava Prasantatma, Koji Shri Maham. Crores, millions of mukta, one may have entrance into the service world of Narayana. So don't plod within the ordinary karmakandi of scriptures and the advices of the Dharma Shastra. Prayena Veda Tadidam Namonaha Mahajanoyam. Bhagavat Prahlad Maharaj says, Prayena Veda Tadidam Namonaha Janoyam. Dibya Vimohitamati Vatam Mahayayalam. Tajyang Jari Kitamati Madhupushpitayam. Vaitaniki Mahati Katmani Yajyamam. Prayena Veda Tadidam. The Bhagavat Dharma, Prahlad Maharaj says, what I say, this Bhagavat Dharma, it is unknown to the great personages of the religion-giving world. Who are Mahajanoyam, who is Mahajan, the great personages, great leaders of the Karmakanda world. They are not aware of this fact, this Bhagavad Dharma. No Mahajanoyam, Vidyadvimoni, Mahajan, who is Mahajan? Sridhar Swami says, Mannadi, Manuvatri, Vishnu, Harita, Jagyavalkya, Samangya. The founders of all these Smriti Shastra, Karmakandi, they do not, they are not aware of this Bhagavad Dharma, Nirguna Dharma. So what to speak of ordinary persons, the Karmakanda, they wholesale within Maya, and all misconceptions.